Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Welcome to my Colour and Style Q&A. Thank you for sending me questions. Please do keep sending me more. I've got lots to answer. So let's see which is our first question today. Janet asked, how can transitioning from a spicy to an intriguing palette be accomplished without feeling or looking a bit washed out? Although my natural grey hair looks okay with the intriguing, my complexion seems to fade a bit with this palette. I look forward to hearing your suggestions. So part of this is getting used to a new palette. If we've been wearing brighter colours, we'll tend to find that when we go for a more muted palette, it takes a little while for our eyes to adjust and actually to start to appreciate those palette colours. It's a little bit like, you know, deciding not to put salt on everything or deciding to, you know, only do half the teaspoon of sugar. That at the start it feels like it's just not enough, but then fairly soon we get used to it. And we actually start seeing that we are the thing that pops. So remember, what happens is that when we're wearing the colours that relate to us, we are the thing that pops rather than the colour being the thing that pops so much. So that is something to think about. And so also, if you are feeling maybe it's a bit faded out, it could be that you are lacking a bit of your contrast, because contrast always makes the colours look brighter or more intense, more vibrant. So we can think about two ways of making that happen. We can make sure we've got enough value contrast, so that's light and dark in our outfit. Or we can have a little bit more colour contrast. So that's wearing colours that are more different to each other on the colour wheel. So when we're thinking about colour contrast, we're thinking about, so the further the colours are away from each other, the more they will appear more different and then actually give each other a little bit of a lift and some oomph. So if you go to red and green, which is a complementary colour scheme, it's going to look much brighter than if you have green with blue, which is an analogous colour scheme, or even just green with a neutral. So upping that colour contrast can actually help us feel a little bit like the colours are brighter, particularly as we're getting used to adjusting to wearing those colours, because when we've had a lifetime of wearing bright colours, and particularly you may have been zesty to start with, which is light and warm and bright, very much like a spring in traditional kind of seasonal systems, that when you've moved then to an intriguing, which is very soft and it has not got that oomph that you're so used to, it can feel dull. So it's about how you put those colours together. And if you want to add colour contrast, one of the things I always do is if I want to add more colour contrast, make sure I've got noticeable kind of colour, like lip colour, maybe a little bit of eye colour, something a little bit different, that sort of thing that just helps to ensure that the colours work with my own colouring, rather than if I've got my faded away neutral lip, then having lots of colour can look a little bit too much. So hopefully that helps. But part of it is actually just getting used to something different, because it does take some time. And one of the things is, as we transition, like I think these transitions can take easily 5 years. And I know for myself, I'm currently in transitioning from refined to sublime. And that I haven't given up all my brighter, refined colours. They still exist in my wardrobe and I still wear them. But I am transitioning as I'm bringing new things in. They're that little bit softer. And so it's kind of doing this slow transition rather than just a whole hog, throw the whole lot out and buy something new. I mean, I can't afford it. And I imagine most of you can't afford it. Only Oprah can really afford just to throw the whole wardrobe out and get something different. So I always think these transitions take time, and both psychological time and physical time as well. And that's no problem with that. Okay, next question. Holly's asked, for a V shape, is an inner or outer column of colour best? There's a few different questions here, so I'll answer that bit first. So when we're thinking about a column of colour, really the thing is we can just wear a column, you know, two garments or a dress, which basically have the same colour head to toe. Or most garments we're wearing, a top and a bottom, may break us up in the middle. So the deciding factor, whether it's an inner column, so the top and the bottom are the same and the jacket, the cardigan, the outer layer is different, or do we go for the top to be a different colour and the outer layer and your bottom to be the same? So generally I find if we don't want to draw attention to hips and thighs, then having the outer layer the same as the bottom, the outer column, is good. So that's generally for often more the H shape and the X shape and the A shape. For the H shape, so the more straight up and down shapes, and the O shape, generally the inner column is better because we don't want to be drawing a horizontal line around our tummy because that's, you know, where tops tend to finish. So it depends really where your top finishes. But we generally don't want to be drawing that line around the top. So therefore, what I'd be looking at for a V shape is, how do you feel about your thighs? Are you happy to make them look broader, or do you just want to diminish your shoulders? Because this is going to give you the answer. If you want to make your shoulders look narrower, but you know, and how do you feel about your tummy? That's the other thing as well. So remember, when we have the inner column, the tummy also disappears more. When we have the outer column, it doesn't draw attention to hips and thighs so much. So really, it's just making a decision about which version you want to do, because generally, it really depends. With a V shape with the broader shoulders, it can depend on the rest of your body about which column is better. It's not as easy to make a deciding factor as it is with some other body shapes. Next part of your question. How different can the values be between top and bottom to be still effective? So when we're thinking about the values, as long as I think the more similar the colors are in value, it doesn't have to be exactly the same color, but similar is going to make much less of an obvious horizontal than different. And so very much a low value contrast between top and bottom. But we also want to think about color contrast there, because even if we have a low value contrast, but we have a high color contrast, it's going to have a much more discernible horizontal line. So therefore, you could think about having more similar colors top and bottom. So it could just be blue with green, like an analogous scheme, or like a light blue with a gray, or an orange with a cognac kind of, you know, neutral, or a camel neutral sort of thing. They're going to be much less obvious than if we go orange with a denim bottom. So that would be something I would think about there. So thinking about more lower color contrast, lower value contrast, is going to make, if you are going to change colors, if we're not doing a column color, if we want to just wear different colors, then thinking about low value contrast, low color contrast will make it less discernible where you change colors. And so really, if you want to go, if it's, and this is where it depends, are we going a column of color, or are we just going, I need my top to be a bit darker and my bottom to be a bit lighter. And then you might just go a shade or two different, because whatever is lighter or brighter will draw attention to itself. And really to think about also construction details make such a big difference to, you know, the shapes of shoulders and things like that, that a raglan sleeve or a drop shoulder can actually really diminish your shoulders without having to worry about the color elements so much. Okay. Let's look at our last question for today. Can I get this open? Open up. There we go. Rebecca has asked, I have silver salt and pepper hair, pale skin and brown eyes. Should I be wearing a neutral plus one color or monochromatic? The answer is either. Look, I always think when we've got silver hair and then we've got brown eyes, we've actually got two neutrals there. And if we've got that salt and pepper hair, we really have kind of a blend of kind of grays. So I would actually be thinking about possibly multiple neutrals, not just one neutral at a time. I actually often think about patterns with blended sort of colors. It could be a monochromatic sort of blend, but don't be afraid to wear some color. Don't be afraid to have neutral plus a color or two neutrals. I actually really like when we've got the brown eyes and we've got the blended gray salt and pepper hair. I really like, a few kind of like, you know, we might have a couple of shades of gray or a couple of shades of brown or something, just to take it away from just being one color, or one neutral plus one color. So think about possibly a couple of different neutrals plus your color if you want to add your color in. you know, everybody looks good wearing some colour, and it actually makes us all so much happier when we see people in colour. So never be afraid of wearing a bit of colour. But the choice is, you know, everybody can do neutral plus a colour, and then you, because you're born more monochromatic naturally, can go in more monochromatic scheme. So you can have, but I always think with monochromatic, it's not just head to toe exactly the same colour. Often what is nicer in a monochromatic scheme is actually having lighter and darker versions of a colour, not just a solid kind of same colour head to toe. That's when we actually often create a bit more beauty and interest in the outfit than just the kind of head-to-toe block of colour. There we go. Hope that helped. Please keep the questions coming. Thank you so much for watching. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.